Here at the Republican National Convention, it's anyone's guess what Donald Trump will do or say when he gets on stage at Quicken Loans Arena tonight. He already made a World Wrestling-worthy entrance early in the week. And, Meghna, as you know, jaws dropped last night when Ted Cruz was booed off the stage for not endorsing Donald Trump. But if those jaws could drop further, they did this morning. When Cruz defended himself meeting with the Texas delegation, he told cheering and jeering delegates that he would not vote for Hillary Clinton, that he didn't want people to write in his name on the ballot, and that he broke his pledge to support the party nominee because, remember, when Trump retweeted unflattering pictures of Cruz's wife Heidi and then threatened to spill the beans about her and alleged that Cruz's father was connected to the Kennedy assassination.
And that pledge was not a blanket commitment that if you go and slander and attack Heidi, that I'm going to nonetheless come like a servile puppy dog and say thank you very much for maligning my wife and maligning my father. What does it say when you stand up and say, vote your conscience, and rabid supporters of our nominee begin screaming, what a horrible thing to say. If we can't make the case to the American people that voting for our party's nominee is consistent with voting your conscience, is consistent with defending freedom and being faithful to the Constitution, then we are not going to win and we don't deserve to win. That's how you win elections.
Let's bring in here now as political analyst Paris Denard, Republican strategist, Trump supporter, and our real supporter here this week. And Paris, you know, a lot of people are gleeful about this. You know, food fight. You don't look happy. You look upset.
This was totally inappropriate. Robin, I told you yesterday that you cannot trust Ted Cruz. I said you cannot trust what he's going to do. Donald Trump was right when he called him Lion Ted. It was inappropriate. It was wrong. He signed a pledge. And this is the problem that evangelicals have with Ted Cruz. Puts his hand on the Bible, says he's an evangelical, and he does things like these dirty tricks that he did with Ben Carson. Then he goes out here and does not do this positive speech for Donald Trump. He was asked to give a speech. He should have given this. If he didn't want to say anything positive, if he didn't want to endorse Donald Trump, and if he didn't want to sign the pledge and agree to the pledge, he should have never come out there and
spoke.
Paris,
you know, the Trump campaign is being criticized for not foreseeing many of the problems that happened this week, including this one. And some people are even saying the Trump campaign saw this speech beforehand. You have to load these things into teleprompters. And so maybe they were turning the table on Ted Cruz, knowing he was going to do this. They made they had an entrance for Donald Trump. They had their whips down in the arena, whipping up the booze.
Donald Trump tweeted he saw his speech 2 hours before. Yeah. What happened was, once again, Donald Trump trumped Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
And he played right into his hand and said, you know what, let's see if he's going to be a man of his word and be a man of integrity. And what happened was Donald Trump came in, stole the thunder from him, got the applause line, and let Ted Cruz show himself
walk off the stage
with
to booze.
And many of them from the New York delegation and even the Texas delegation was upset with him for that.
Yeah, but I got to say, thinking of the Texas delegation this morning, that was astonishing. It went on forever. At first, the delegation was screaming at him, yelling out, you know, angry at him. But then when he reminded them what Donald Trump did, retweeting this negative tweet about his wife, they seemed to come around to him.
If I shake your hand and tell you after I forgive you, and I shake your hand and say we're going to do this and we have an agreement, that's a gentleman's agreement. As a man, that's what you do. If Ted Cruz is over, he should have let it be in the past and move forward and unite this party around Donald Trump to win in November.
Well, it ended up overshadowing a lot of things, including Donald Trump's VP pick, Mike Pence.
Great speech.
Well, but not a lot of people heard it. They were talking about other things. And he was on Fox and Friends this morning before he was again upstaged by Cruz speaking this morning. But let's listen to Mike Pence.
I think what you're seeing is a party that's coming together. There's always going to be differences and nuances in the way people express that. But what I sensed in that hall the last several days, and especially last night, is a Republican Party that is coming together around the stakes of this election and the choice of this election, and I think you're going to see that more and more.
Okay, so there you have Mike Pence speaking today in a very calm, reasoned way, but that's not what's making the headlines today.
That's the sad thing about this convention so far. There's a lot of positive things that are going on that people are not seeing. You know, Thurgood Marshall College Fund has 8 HBCU students that are here volunteering. They're loving it, and they're meeting. You know, this is the first time the RNC let that happen and wanted them to be here. There's panels going on that are substantive with millennials, minorities, and that's being lost by the shenanigans of people like Ted Cruz.
You know, and Mike Pence is being further overshadowed by the news that the New York Times is reporting that the John Kasich campaign was asked by the Trump campaign, one of Trump's sons, if he would want to be the VP. John Kasich, Ohio governor, is shunning the entire convention. When that gets out that, you know, he might even been asked to be VP when he's dissing Trump, it's messy.
You have to ask the question, is it never Trump or never Hillary? If we don't unite behind Donald Trump, we are going to lose in November, period. We've got to get on board, put your egos and personal opinions aside, and be for this party. And if you have a problem with Donald Trump, all these governors, senators, help him get to the point where you can be like Speaker Ryan and Mitch McConnell and say, there's bigger things that are more important than my ego.
Here now, political analyst Paris Denard, Republican strategist, Trump supporter, and our great help here at the RNC. And I can't wait to hear from you tomorrow after Donald Trump speaks. Paris, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure, Robin.